Well, I take great delight in challenging preconceptions. My school's work is aimed at dismantling the lie that science and scientists are boring. As part of this, I take ordinary angel delight, other dessert whips are available, and demonstrate that it can make, 10, maybe 15 feet of flame. Boring? I think not. Trouble is, once people find out that I'm a scientist and a Christian, I'm labelled as doubly boring. As a result, some of the workmen involved in the final stages of our church refurbishment got a little bit of a shock. You see, they were finishing off whilst I was trying out the new Blu-ray player, and I'd brought along a DVD of a Christian band. Two workmen were up stepladders in the main auditorium, whilst others were in the foyer. Now, at this point, I should point out that I didn't know that the player was directly connected to all 5 PA amplifiers, nor did I know that they were all on full. The opening power chord came out of nowhere as the band called Planet Shakers lived up to their name. I quickly stopped the DVD, but not before 2 workmen nearly jumped off their ladders and the rest ran in from the foyer shouting, "What the heck was that?" or something similar. It took a while to convince them that the power chord was the opening of a song of praise. I did turn the volume down this time. The moral of this tale is, of course, what we think we know may prevent us from taking on important information or talking to someone who does actually have something interesting to say. Have a good Friday.